Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm Tim Streifler, and my co-host David Blackman is still out for the time being. He'll be back with us in a few episodes. He's been taking some much-needed time off. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about three ways to screw up a website's design when starting with a template. And this is basically coming from the page builder communities, where Divi and Elementor, Beaver Builder, they're giving away pretty well-designed layout templates. Divi especially, Elegant Themes, they've been producing one to two layouts a week for over a year now, and they have just this awesome collection of really high quality design layout templates that you can use when using their page builder. And then additionally, my company, as well as David's company, we sell layouts and child themes, premium layouts and child themes for Divi. And so we have customers that will buy those. And a lot of times they'll use it as a starting point for either their own website or for a client website. It's a really great way to save time, because essentially when you're designing from a template, making changes to a template or adding to it is a lot easier and a lot more efficient than starting with a completely blank slate. And so, let's face it, design is hard. And so when you have an existing design that you can tweak and change the content, it can make things a lot easier for you. And so one of the things that we see, though, is someone will use a existing template and then it'll just look really bad. And so sometimes it can be helpful to kind of dissect why it's bad, to figure out how to make those changes and make it look good. And so a couple of things that I see that people will screw up when using a template have to do with images. So for example, the first one on the list here is low quality images or images that don't fit the design. So for example, a lot of the templates will have really great looking images, whether they're custom images like Elegant Themes does. They have a full-time photographer that takes all their images, using images from open source. Like for example, for all of my child themes and layouts, we use open source images from like Unsplash or Pexels and sites like that. And so, a lot of times someone will start with a template and then they'll start swapping images with the ones from the template with their own images or their client's images. And the quality of the images can just destroy the entire design. So that's one thing. That's kind of a no-brainer. It's like, okay, if you have really high quality images in the template, you're going to need high quality images of your own in order to make it match. And so that's kind of a no-brainer. But what other people don't realize is a lot of times the images are a really big part of the design. And so if you don't have images, so when you're swapping out images, if they don't fit the design, it can really screw up the website. So for example, when I say fit, it can be literally it doesn't fit like the size. You know, it's using a nice big full width image, and then your client's image or your image is, a different size. So it's being stretched, or it just doesn't fit that aspect ratio, and it's cropping it weird. So those are kind of the obvious ones, but also, the images need to fit the style and design or coloring. So a lot of people don't realize it, but when you have an image on a web page, it needs the coloring in the images need to match or blend or complement well the colors on the page, the styling, the accent colors that are being used. And so if it doesn't, it'll really just look funky. And so that's why choosing the proper images is really important. And there's tricks you can do to get around it, like basically making an image monochrome. So for example, if you know you have a website that has a lot of like green in it, you can make the image like black and white and put a green overlay on it, so you kind of see its adds some interesting texture to the site, and you can see what's going on, but it's not the main focal point, and it's in it, so it's the green matches the rest of the site. So there's some design tricks you can do, but typically you have to kind of go with whatever the template already has, and so you need to choose images that fit the design in terms of size, style, coloring, etc. So that's really important, is choosing the right images. And there isn't always an easy way to know whether or not it's going to work. You kind of just have to do trial and error, pop them in and see, does this fit the design? Does it make the page look as good as it did with the images that came with the template? If the answer is no, then try more. Go through that process several times before moving on to another part of the design. And so a lot of times people will think, oh, any image here will work. And that's far from the truth. So that's the first point. The second way that you can screw up a website's design when starting with a template has to do with the colors, choosing colors that don't match or don't go with the template's design and images. And so again, if you're using a template and it has colors and you want to change the color so it matches your branding or your client's branding, well, you need to make sure that it doesn't just totally make things look wonky and not match the existing kind of style of the template. Or you say you're keeping some of the images there that came with the template and you change the colors, you need to make sure that those colors will match the images or match the new images that you had, for example. So the third way to screw up a website's design when starting with a template is a bad logo, low quality logo, just a terrible design logo. And so a lot of times these templates will either not have a logo or they'll have a pretty basic but like really clean kind of modern looking logo as a placeholder. And then if you put in your client's logo and it's just very poorly made in Microsoft Paint 10 years ago, and it just doesn't fit the design. It's the kind of an old school looking logo from 10 years ago. And then the template's like really modern and today's design standards, it just doesn't go. That can really screw up the entire design, because what it's going to look like is it's going to look like you're using a template and you swapped out the logo, and you don't want that. You want it to be a cohesive design and look like it belongs there and it was meant to be there the entire time. And so sometimes what you have to do is either update your client's logo or pay a designer to update it so it's more modern and will match the design of the site. Or you can simply use, for example, a monochrome, just like an all white version, if it's over a colored background or an image or something like that. And that's going to be an easy way to make it match so it doesn't, it's just all not, matching. So that's the third way. And we actually have another way, a fourth way to screw up a website's design. We're starting with a template. I know the title's three, but we have four. And that's terrible typography choices. So a lot of times when you're starting with a template, they'll have some really good modern font choices, typography that pair well together. Either it's just one font for the entire template, or it's a couple fonts that just work well together, and then you decide that you want to change things up and make it your own, and then all of a sudden you're changing typography and it just no longer works. And so that can be a really easy way, with just a couple of clicks, screw up your entire design by choosing the wrong typography. And so if you don't know what to choose, then don't touch it, leave it alone. These days, most people will use sans serif fonts, modern sans serif fonts that are easy to read and don't clash with the design and don't overpower the design. And so chances are you'll probably be better off just sticking with whatever was chosen for the template. So those are a few ways to screw up a design. Hopefully you can avoid those things if you're using a template. Using a template's a great way, again, to be really efficient and not have to start with a blank slate, but you have to do things correctly. You can't just start swapping out content and color, because if you do it wrong, it's very easy to do it wrong. It'll just mess up everything, and it's going to look like you're using a template and you're just changing things up. And you don't want it to look like you're using a template. You want it to look like it was all part of the design together. So tune in tomorrow. We're going to be talking about something a little bit different, the best computer backup solutions for security and convenience. So I'm excited to talk about that, because it's something that
normally we don't talk about or gets talked about in these types of podcasts, but it affects all of us, having a solid backup solution for your computer. And so until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.